Welcome to Dish Nation!
All right, y'all, it's Billie Eilish calling Variety Magazine the bird guy.
And Jeannie Mahoney is revealing how she found out about her divorce.
Plus, later on, I'm going on a field trip to check out Cirque du Soleil and learn some moves. But what you got first, Tamar?
Oh, for real? Y'all, we are kicking things off with an exciting baby report.
Oh, no.
Y'all, I'm so excited about this one. So we have to send a huge congrats to Nelly and Ashanti, y'all. The couple is reportedly expecting their first child together.
Ooh.
Yes, y'all, so the Similac bottles got to shaking when a video posted by TMZ of Nelly rubbing Ashanti's belly at his annual black and white ball went viral.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I saw the look on his face like, oh my God, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, and it seems as through all the honorary aunties and uncles were right because Ashanti is with child. Now, we don't know how far along she is, but what we do know is that after being apart for over a decade, love sure does look good on them.
Really?
Congratulations, guys. I'm so excited about this.
Really?
I called this.
You called it?
I called this and I called the marriage, okay?
Wait, do we know that they're married yet?
No, but I'm just saying, I just knew they was going to be together forever. That was it. Okay. Yeah.
Really? At least we know what's popping tonight.
Yeah, you know.
I feel bad for Ashanti. I mean, I guess maybe it's a good thing that she's with child, but I don't think so.
What?
You don't think what,
ain't no way in hell I would have got pregnant for him, honey, after all those years, 10 years separated. You didn't dip and dab in other women and stuff. Now you're going to come beat me and take me.
All of the mistakes I made led me to this place right here.
Absolutely.
And so it's like, you got to be happy for people sometimes. I love this video because Nelly, he's smiling ear to ear.
So
you can tell he's probably had a little bubbly, maybe. Ashanti's had none. She wasn't going to give it out for nothing. And he's over here like, blah, blah, blah. Gave it up.
He was showing all 32 of his teeth.
Well, we're happy for you, Tamar, too, then.
What?
We're happy for you, hell.
For what?
What could spin the block crew? Yeah.
I was going to ask Tanner, has he ever spun the block? I've never spun the block before until now.
Oh, yeah, I have. Most of the time, it only takes... it doesn't take me very long.
It's a city block.
Yeah, it's a city block. It's just a quick...
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's quite nice the second time around.
I was so happy to see that story, Tamar. I was like, looky there.
Won't he do it if you let him?
Well, Lord, 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 baby. Someone there to help, honey, Tamar's friend. Oh, your friend.
My friend.
Jeannie Mai, baby.
It is.
Now, they say, baby, the girl sat down with Jennifer Hudson and when asked how is she holding up after her estranged husband, Jeezy, filed for divorce, girlfriend admitted, honey, that she found out with the rest of the world. Look at this mess.
At the time when I found out, you know, at the same time as the rest of the world, that my marriage was ending in divorce, I was gutted. So, today it's about picking up the pieces. It's about discovering me and being a mom to the best blessing in my life, my little girl.
But we also got to throw this out there that Jeezy, through his representatives, told TMZ that she knew about this via the marriage counselors. Mm. You, Tamar, you don't think she had any idea?
Nope. I don't. First of all, I don't think that she didn't know that they was having problems.
Right.
Right? I don't think she knew that he was filing for divorce.
I feel like it could have been a scenario where, like, if they're sitting in couples counseling and the marriage counselor is like, I mean, I don't even know, but I would imagine eventually marriage counselors would be like, I don't know if you guys should be together.
Okay, well, if she knew, how come they didn't put a statement out together then?
Because they were probably separated when the statements went out. And maybe she's not good at reading social cues. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like
maybe
reading the room?
Yeah, I mean, because that's thing.
True.
Like
it
sometimes you could think that everything is fine in your relationship and there's a fire right behind you. And that person went out the window a long time ago and you by yourself.
Especially when you really want to work it out. Mm-hmm. You don't really see what's really going on. You don't see if the other person is finished.
Did y'all see that prenup?
Yes, she said no FaceTiming, no texting, no DMing, sexting, none of that.
None of
that.
She had the last damn prenup, baby, honey.
Okay.
I want that one, honey.
Me too. I'm going to get that
bam,
one.
Damn, baby.
All right, y'all. The trend of people throwing things at performers is really getting out of hand. Y'all, people are crazy out here. Last week, Ari Lennox let the crowd have it when a bottle narrowly missed her on stage. And now it's even happening to actors, too. Over the weekend, Florence Pugh was at CCXP, which is basically like Comic-Con in Brazil. And she was promoting Dune Part 2, along with Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya, and Austin Butler, when something came from the audience and hit her in the face. Oh,
damn.
My God. Other than being shocked, it seemed like Miss Flo was fine, and she bent down to see what hit her. But I don't like to think someone was trying to hit her in the face, maybe just trying to get it on stage.
Yeah.
No, they was trying to hit her. Let me tell y'all something. Love and War Tour Part 2 starts this weekend. Mm. I'm not that saved. You throw something. I'm telling you right here, right now, you try Jesus, not me. You throw a bottle at me, it's going down, period.
I wonder where but the director of Don't Worry, Darling was. Olivia Wilde. Like, yeah, was she there debuting anything?
Donde esta Olivia Wilde?
All I know is I'm bringing all the Ari Lennox energy, okay? We from the same place, DMV girls. Try it if you want to. Don't throw nothing on my stage.
What are you doing? Pointing him out, getting him kicked out?
I'm not pointing nobody. I'm just start busting.
No. I don't
even believe in violence, but I'm telling you, throw someone. First of all, do you know how hard that would hit you if somebody hit you stage?
Plus you mid-note.
Yeah.
Not expecting
it. No, I'm telling you, don't even try it.
Well, if you think that was rough, Billie Eilish took an emotional hit over the weekend, and let me break this down for you. So, in a cover story for Variety magazine, Billie, who's 21, mentioned being attracted to women. Then, Variety's Hitmakers event on Saturday, their reporter asked Billie about coming out in the article, and here's how that played out.
Did you mean to come out in the story?
Girl. No, I didn't, but I kind of thought... Wasn't it obvious? You know, I guess people didn't know, so it's cool that they know, but ooh, I'm nervous talking about it.
I'm okay, you're safe.
Okay, cool. Yeah, but no, it's I am for the girls.
She took that question the same way Florence Pugh took that bottle. And didn't seem too pressed at the time, but the next day on IG, she showed off a girl-on-girl belt buckle. And Tate, you want to tell us what she said?
I do. Thanks, Variety, for my award and also outing me on a red carpet at 11 a.m. Instead of talking about anything else that matters, I like boys and girls. Leave me alone about it, please. Literally, who cares? Stream What Was I Made For? Okay.
Oh, duh. Yeah, they set her up on this. She just like casually mentioned something in the interview in the magazine. And then, you know, they were like, well, she's going to be on this carpet in 2 days. I want you to press her and get some kind of quote. You know how we do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel the same way sometimes about that. Like the producers on this show.
Mm-hmm. What
they
happened?
Always have me doing like gay things. And I made it very clear. I'm not gay or straight.
Well, what are you?
I'm confused.
Confused.
So
we are too.
Me too. Quite often.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, there you have it.
I think we live in a space, place, and time where I don't even think this matters
it
as much to people.
It doesn't matter. She's one of the dopest singers, period.
I did see she lost some followers since coming out, but guess what? If they ain't, like, on your level enough to understand how you moving, man, later for them, you didn't need them in your circle anyway.
That's not easy, but it ain't that easy, though, honey. Trust me.
Has it gotten easier, though?
Like, well, everybody ain't gay-friendly. People seem to be gay-friendly, but they ain't as gay-friendly as they seem to be, honey. You just do one thing wrong, and they'll show you, honey, how much gay-friendly they are. So that's why I just stay in my corner.
So you just stay neutral. You're not gay at all. Okay, girl. Read on HK.
Oh, wait a minute, bitch.
Did you just out him on Dish?
Wow, dang.
Up next, another celebrity couple is calling it quits after 12 years together, and Boosie has a very strange warning to his daughter's boyfriend. All that much more after the break.
Okay, girl.
That's my good sis over there.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Looks like another couple has called it quits.
Uh-oh.
Now, Tracy Edmonds and Deion Sanders have announced that they have ended their engagement after 4 years. Oh. And they've been together for 12.
Ooh.
Now, the pair just released a joint statement that said, in part, to everyone who's been there for us, we have mutually decided that it is best for us to move forward in life as friends and have made the decision with love in our hearts. Please keep us in your prayers as we go through this transition. Thank you for being there for all these years. And it seems like the split was friendly because Deion responded in the comments praising Tracy. And he wrote, love you, Tracy. You've been a true blessing to me. And I appreciate the times we shared and the laughs we had. You're an amazing woman, a tremendous mother. God bless you with every endeavor and every step you take. You are her, Tracy Mack.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. Oh. 4 years of engagement, and they were together 12 years. That's...
I mean, he's really into his work.
You know what that means, Tanner. Go ahead, speak the word of the Lord.
Yo, I don't know what the word of the Lord here is in this, but 4 years is a long engagement, and it would seem to me like somebody didn't really want to get married.
Hello.
I don't blame him.
But 4 years is not long engagement hell for black people. Hell, they used to be engaged hell 20 and 30 years.
Really?
To get married.
They've been together 12 years with no motion.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anybody humping and pumping
on me
that long.
I'm sure she reaped the benefits of being in the relationship. He was in a long marriage before that. I don't know how long he was married to Pilar, but I wouldn't be running full speed trying to break a record to get married again after that
but
either.
But no, hey, Craig, let's rewind.
Rewind.
She ain't reaped no benefits, honey.
No.
She is a professional, rich woman in her own right.
True.
She's a producer, honey. She got everything. She got baby face money. I was her first husband. She got Eddie Murphy money, and she got Bob Johnson, allegedly.
Okay, so if you see a pattern in your Deion Sanders, would you be trying to run to the end zone and spike the ball too?
I'm hollering because you just ran this lady down like that.
I thought you was about to come
you
to her defense.
Like that, you can't do that like that.
As a matter of fact, I'm on Deion's side now.
Moving on. Brian, well, Bootsy is landing low, not spreading it wide, y'all. He's laying down the law when it comes to his daughter's new boyfriend. So in a recent IG Live, Bootsy said he was so happy about meeting the boyfriend, but said there are some rules when it comes to dating his daughter. Take a look.
You can cheat on her, but don't beat on her. My daughter just texted me she got a boyfriend. She want me to meet him. Be nice. Just don't hit her. Love her. I don't give a what you do.
Who else here is tired of Bootsy advice?
You know, his advice is for a certain demographic of people who need his words of wisdom. I mean, he meant every word he said.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
I felt that in my spirit. I don't 100% agree with it, but I felt it.
It sounded to me like he wasn't going to get too much into their interpersonal relationship and that overall he cared about her safety, right?
Well, yeah. Neither one of them was good. Don't cheat on her or don't beat on her. I'm not going to tell nobody not to cheat here. I mean, don't cheat on her, but you don't beat on her. But you can cheat on her. What kind of is that? I mean, mess is that?
Sounds like half a hall pass. It's like, okay, cool. As long as I don't do the one thing, I can do the other thing. Great.
Oh. It sounds old school, y'all.
It is old school.
It's very country and
old
school.
It's very that. Very New Orleans.
Well, they say time waits for no one, and neither should payday. So to keep your money moving in the direction of your dreams, get earning.
That's right. Make earning a part of your financial routine and join earning's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind.
Earning is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period.
Ooh, child, honey. Well, rent, honey, was just due, and I need to get Christmas presents for all my children.
Yeah, but you don't have no kids, Gary.
Oh, I forgot. Ooh, honey, I mean, honey, for my nephew, Logan.
More like it.
Okay, you can use it for anything that comes up, like help pay for a holiday vacation or make sure you don't get behind on bills.
All right, that sounds great. Tell the people where to go, HK.
Download Earning today. Spell E-A-R-N-I-N. In the Google Play or Apple App Store, when you download the Earner app, type in Dish Nation under podcast. When you sign up, then it'll really help the show, okay? Dish Nation under podcast, subject to available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earning.com/TOS for details. Earning is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Well, up next, I got my acrobatics on, hanging out with the amazing performers at Cirque du Soleil. So come right back. Check it out. See if I come back in one piece.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, it's your man, Headcrack, and I snuck out the studio to check out the new Cirque du Soleil traveling experience called Echo. And we're going to take a look backstage and holler at some of my friends and see if we can pick up some tricks, okay? Okay, now I'm standing here with Charlotte and Antino, two of the physics-defying performers that you can see here in Cirque du Soleil Echo. And one of the things I gotta ask, you know, aside from, like, possibly falling, what is something that you're afraid of night to night as you do these performances?
Oh, God, something that I'm afraid of? I don't want anybody to pass out from anything that they see that they're scared of. There's some pretty amazing stuff, but I think if, you know, you've never seen bone breaking before, or hair hanging, or hanging by your jaw. I mean, I hope everybody's all right with seeing that stuff.
This is the most non-tender-headed person in America. If you came to the show, you'd understand what I'm talking about. And Antino, you up there, bro. You on the wires, you doing dangerous things, and you staying cool as a cucumber, man. What fears you the most?
Failing, because I'm high.
What runs through your mind? Like, you know, like, is there a song that plays in your head, like, why you're doing what you do? Or is it just like, you know, you hear nothing? Everything is just silence and you're just focused on the task at hand.
I think sometimes when we do events or shows that we don't get to do so often, the focus is there and there's almost like nothing on the outside. But when we get the opportunity to do so many times the same show, and we have such like a good synchronicity with our partners, for example, I do a duo act with my partner and we hang by our hair. A lot of the time, nobody knows, but we're smiling, but we're telling each other jokes the whole time.
And we're ventriloquisting with it.
Yeah. And that keeps us going and keeping us happy every day. So
y'all both are in peak physical condition. What from Cirque du Soleil can you take with you to the bedroom?
Oh, I don't know if I should answer that one. Flexible.
I want to learn some things. Like, what do you feel like you're capable of teaching me that won't have me carried out by paramedics?
I think we got some stuff that you could do.
Let's get it. You guys are truly, like, the best at what you do. You know what I'm saying? You make it seem easy. And just thank you so much for bringing me into y'all world.
No, thank you so much. And honestly, it was really impressive to teach you. You took really well to corrections, and it was not hard at all.
So can I say that I'm Cirque du Soleil adjacent? Like, am I a part of the family now? Like, you know, like...
You're definitely part of the family now.
That's what's up. So, like, if somebody, like, calls in sick, y'all can tag me in?
You're coming in tonight right away.
Cirque Day HK coming your way, you know what I mean? Dish Nation style. Well, that was fun. Be sure you check out Cirque du Soleil Echo, which is going to be in Atlanta to January 21st. And after that, you can check them out traveling all around the world and going to cool cities like Toronto and Miami, all right? Get your tickets because this is a show you don't want to miss, all right? In the meantime, I'm going to go soak my ankles because I think I broke something. That'd be cool.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for...
Dishon Viral!
And a video of a nanny named Rosie who was going back to Kenya for the holidays went viral because, well, the children she cares for didn't want her to leave. An emotional exchange was caught on camera. Check it out.
You will come back?
Oh, Raiha, Rosie, bye. Raiha, Rosie, bye. Rosie, Raiha.
Khabarni ali, habibi, anta.
لا يا حبيبتي روزي رايحة
كل عمي
تعي خلاص روحي مع بابا امشي امشي مع بابا امشي
They gonna miss that jollof rice.
You know what? They don't want to go back to Tanner Cousins' bull chicken.
Hey, that looks like my cousin. All right, look.
That reminds me so much of back in the day, honey, when Miss Mamie would leave the children, honey, and they would just cry.
It gives a very much, you are smart and you is kind. You is important.
Good help is hard to find, yo. And when you find somebody that the kids truly rock with, they even went as far as saying that she can go back to Kenya, get her kids, and bring them back too.
Okay.
Because they missed us so much. That's wild.
Yeah, honey. Yeah.
So, like, how would that make you feel if, like, you was, like, the mom and the kids, like, I don't think they ever acted like this when the mom left to go to work
the
or anywhere
knows.
Else.
She knows that's why she hired her.
Yeah. That leaves the mother guilt-free.
Yes,
yeah. At a certain point, do you get to feeling weird that your kids are that emotionally attached to someone else and not you?
Not at all. I would feel so good about that.
Yeah.
Yes, because that means someone loves them just as much as I do.
Exactly. In this case, it looks like she loved them more.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.